The Michigan Supreme Court has issued its ruling about allowing local school districts to ban guns on school property, and it's widely seen as a victory for the schools, not gun advocates. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, the superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public School District, Dr. Janice Swift, who I'm assuming is feeling pretty good right now.
Well, hello, Lisa. Thank you for inviting us today. It is truly a great day in the Ann Arbor Public Schools and in Michigan as we've received, yes, just wonderful word that the Michigan Supreme Court has upheld the ruling of the lower courts and that the decision leaves intact our district policies banning the possession of firearms in schools.
Have you had a chance to look at the state Supreme Court ruling at all? What stands out to you?
Well, you know, we're just having an initial review. We've not fully read all of the pieces and parts, but we're very excited to get into that and sort through the details.
The state Supreme Court ruling stems from a situation in the Ann Arbor Public School District. Can you give us a bit of history on that right now for people who may not be familiar?
Yes. So, Lisa, for 3 years, we've been defending the Ann Arbor Public School of Board of Education's school safety policies as they've undergone challenges in Michigan court. So the policies have been upheld by the Washtenaw County Circuit Court and the Court of Appeals. Now, all of this began back on March 5th, 2015, when an individual with a concealed pistol license attended a choir concert and openly carried a gun into the auditorium. So that's where it all began. And just over 3 years later, we have resolution to this case.
So the Supreme Court ruling upholds Ann Arbor's current policy about guns on school property?
It does. And so then would say that all boards of education across Michigan then would be able to enact school safety policies that best fit their community. And that's what we did in Ann Arbor. And we're so thankful to our Ann Arbor community who spoke so strongly in support of keeping guns out of our public schools, and very grateful to our Board of Education who enacted the policies. And, you know, Lisa, we had support from so many individuals and organizations that shared amicus briefs and supported the effort in so many ways. So this is a community effort, and we're so very grateful for the outcome on behalf of our children today.
As the superintendent of the Ann Arbor Public School District, how much of a sense of security or peace does this give you?
I think that it means that we can keep the classroom sacred to teaching and learning, and our parents entrust us with their most valuable and beautiful children every day. We take that responsibility very seriously, and we felt extremely compromised by the thought of having to manage guns in the classroom environment. And so we are thrilled today with this progress and ensuring that our public schools in Ann Arbor are safe and secure and positive and celebratory environments for our children. You know, we work with children beginning around age 2 and 3 years of age, all the way through high school. Our children now can come to school without worrying that guns will be carried into the school.
And as you mentioned, Dr. Janice Swift, Ann Arbor School Superintendent, this has gone through many courts already. Do you think this is the end?
Well, we don't know. And, you know, this is what our team is currently reading through the brief and sorting out what the next steps might be. We don't know that for sure, but it sure is a defining moment for the state of Michigan, hearing this wonderful ruling today from the Michigan Supreme Court.
Dr. Janice Swift, Ann Arbor School Superintendent, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa, for having us. Have a great day.